Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Dina Baruch Abbas at the Esther Hadassah. And it's based on a Torah of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He said it for bringing in the year 1956. B'siyum HaShas, we learned. And Tanit Belio teaches that anybody who learns halachas every day is guaranteed a portion in the world to come. Shenemar halichos elam lo. Hatikri halichos ela halachos. Rashi explains halachos. Mishno braisa halacha lemoshe misinai. When it says halachos, it's talking about Mishnah, braisa, and halacha lemoshe misinai. Now the reason it says kolashona halachos explains the Alter Rebbe in the Geras HaKodesh, that by halachos you find the revelation of the Ratzon of Hashem. And fulfilling the Ratzon of Hashem is the Tachlis HaKavona. He writes, Ki HaRatzon Elyon Baruch Hu Melubish B'Tayag Mitzvah Shebetarah Shulchsav Hu Mufla Hu Mechusa Tamir V'Nela Beno Mizgala B'Tarah Shebal Peko Hu Mitzvah Tefillin Al Derech Mashal Shenem R'Tarah Shebechsav Hu Kshat Mulas Hayedech Hu Yilta Tefos Bein Einecha Hu Maim R'Sasum V'Nelam Shlo Pirish HaKatzav Eich Hu Malik Shor Mato Tefos. Because the divine will is enclosed in the Taryag Mitzvah Shevetar Shebichsav, and it's hidden from us, and it's only revealed in Taryag Sheval Peh, like Mitzvah Tefillin Derech Mashal. It says to tie it on your arms and your head. You don't know what to tie. You don't know how to tie it. You don't know anything. What's talking about? So for that you need Taryag Sheval Peh. And in Taryag Sheval Peh you have the Chelik HaPilpo of Ashakla Vitaria, and you also have Halachas Psukos. You also have the absolute halachas, the decisive halachas, not only the shechele kapilpo v'ashaklo v'tari, that's also ratzon elyon. And that's how you you know what the ratzon of Hashem is. In other words, we're doing the give and take, so that's not necessarily ratzon Hashem. The halachas psukos is carrying out, is living what Ratzon Hashem. So obviously it's Rosh Hashanah then that you talk about Torah. But as far as what you do practically, that when you say, if you have an idea this way, that way, that's not necessarily Ratzon Hashem. But when it's something is paskin la halacha, that becomes Ratzon Hashem. That's what it means, kol shana halachas, where it's, that's the gilui of the Ratzon HaElyon, muftach lu shu ben olam hava. Like it says, negeres hakodesh olam hava, is the tainug that the nesham is misanig be locus. In order that it should be b'koicha l'kabel ani'imus shelo teitzei min artika v'tisbato m'mitziyusa yesh tzorach b'levush. And the levush for this tainug that our neshama is going to have is in the halachas. That's the levush. We want to be able to be m'kabel ani'imus and not to lose its mitzius. We want our neshama to remain our neshama, and also to be makabel the ne'imus of the Shechina, so it needs the levush, and the levush, the clothing, for this tainug, is the ratzon ha'elyon that's mizgalin halachas. So these halachas are the levush that enable us to enjoy the tainug elyon. Ratzon ha'elyon baruch hu that's melubish b'taryag mitzvahs, and is revealed in Torah Shebaal Peh via the halachas psukos, and thereby we're able to be nene from the ziv ha'elyon, from the divine shine. We have to understand the diu kol hashon halachas b'chol yom l'chor m'man afshach. Either even more than every day, or from time to time. What's the sinyan of shon halachas b'chol yom? We find similar to this, berachas haTorah according to our minag, that we make berachas haTorah once a day, every morning. So it's the same idea, kol hashon halachas b'chol yom. So we also say berachas haTorah once a day. But haguf ha'tayim abayi v'akdama. In ogeh l'chiv limud haTorah, we find that even if a person learns one parak in the morning and one parak at night, he's mekayim the mitzvah l'yom sefer haTorah zeh mipicha, like we see in Menachas Sadi Tesamit Beis. And this din you learn from Midvarav Shel Rabbi Yosi, with regard to the Lechem HaPanim, where it says Lefanai Tamid, Shafilo Elu Notlim is Hayishana, Veelu Menichim is Hachadasha, Achash Silko is Hayishana, Afi Haisa Tamid. Just like we find by the Lechem Aponim, that even if they take away the old bread and they put the new bread after they remove the old bread, that's also called Tamid. And even if you do, your Misalika say Yashana Shachros, Vesidir Sachadash Arvis, in Bekach Klum. So what does it mean, Tamid? Tamid, says the Gemara, means that there shouldn't be, the Shulchan shouldn't go the whole night without bread. That's what it means, Tamid. Since it doesn't spend the whole night without bread, it's considered tamid. And with that, we also learn benogea to the chiyuv limud Torah. That even though you're mafsik limudo, since you learn shachris and arvis, it's also called lo yamish. You don't have to have the bread on the table every second. So too, you don't have to be learning every second. It's also called lo yamish. As long as you don't go the whole night without bread on the table and the shulchan, the base of mikdash, it's called lo yamish. That's called lefanei tamid. So it's also called lefanei tamid if you learn in the morning and you learn at night. That's also a kiyum of lefanei tamid of lo yamish. However, the rabbis hold, that's Rabbi Yossi. The rabbis hold by lechem aponim that you mamish have to replace it immediately. So according to them, tamid is kipshuta, lo hefsek. So to the lechiv of lima Torah is v'chol yom kula, lo yamish kipshuta. Now the lechiv to go back and make another bracha can be in two instances. One, if be'emtza there was a hefsek, or if be'emtza there was a hesach hadas. Shenimlach b'daita. In other words, hefsek and hesach hadas are two inyanim that are not tluyim zebazeh. It could be a hefsek without a hesach hadas. For example, a person's mafsek b'limudo, but he's still thinking about it. The moment he's able to, he's going to return to his learning. Like the Alter Rebbe Paskins in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Mem Zayin, Zayin, hifsek milomo b'nesasek b'saka b'chaz limudo, ain't tzarach lachzor l'varech. If a person stopped learning, and he was busy with other things, and he goes back to his learning, he doesn't make a bracha again. His person is accustomed to always learning. Even if he's doing parnasa, so memar lasu stracha b'chol ma de'efsher, kidei lachzor v'le'lomot, she'esek zein uchashiv hefsek lenyan bracha, kevin she'b'shashim nesasek bodaita alimuda. Even when you're doing your business, you're still thinking to go back to your learning. So memela, that's a din of, it's not considered a... Hesek hadas. Yes, it's a hefsek. You're stopping, but it's not a hesek hadas because you plan to go right back to it. So that's an instance of a hefsek without a hesek hadas. You can also have a hefsek hadas without a hefsek. For example, you have the psul of hesek hadas by Shmiras Mechatas. There's no hefsek. The maimar on his shoulders. Nothing changed. He just was mafshul kli me'achor of nifsul ha'maim. He was mesiach das. As we find the Rambam in Paraduma, Perikyut halacha dalit, that if he put the kli behind him, and he was mesiach das from this this water, these purifying waters, so that's considered a hesach hadas, even though it's not considered a hefsek. So in our case, if we say that the chiyuv to go back and learn, to go back and say brichas Torah, is al tefsek. So then we have a kasha both according to Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbanan, the chiyuv is b'chol yom lelo hefsek. According to the rabbis, that the chiyuv is every day without a hefsek. Hare gamim hefsek b'limudo be'emtza hayom yitzdarech lachzor levarich brichas haTorah. Hare adinu shemevarchim rak b'tchilas hayom. According to the rabbis, if you say the chiyuv is lelo hefsek, so even if you're a mafsik in the middle of the day, you have to make bracha again. And we know the din is you only make a bracha once a day, even if you're a mafsik. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even if you're not lomid b'meshach kol yom, it's not considered a hefsek of lo yamush, since you are learning at kavod times in the morning and at night, so the fact that you didn't learn later at night, so that shouldn't be a hefsek to be mechayev him to say Birchas HaTorah again. So if it's al tzefsek, it doesn't make sense, neither according to Rabbanan nor according to Rav Yossi. According to Rabbanan, we don't understand how you're not making Birchas HaTorah in the middle of the day. You were mafsik. And according to Rav Yossi, we don't understand why you ever have to make another Birchas HaTorah. You said Birchas HaTorah, you learn in the morning, you learn at night, you learn in the morning, you learn at night. That's considered that you didn't stop. So why do you have to make it again in the morning? Next morning, so you learned the previous night, and that's considered lo yamush, according to Rav Yossi. So why do you have to say Birchas HaTorah again? It's shver according to both of them. Similarly, we find in the mila called mancho asik mitzvah mila choizer ben altitzam makvin as a mila ben altitzam shena makvin as a mila pirish altitzam makvin mila choizer altitzam shena makvin as a mila eno choizer. So the din is, as long as you're involved in the mitzvah of mila, you go back and you cut both those parts of the foreskin that are ma'akev the mila and those parts of foreskin that are not. But if you stop doing the Brit Mila, as long as you're involved in it, you go back for both. But if you stop, then only in the Titzim Akvin you're choizer. It's the same in Shakvin, you're not choizer. And the Gemara says, "My Tana Pirei Sheinu Choizer." Rabbanan, the Pligei Led Rabbi Yosi, Gavei Lechem Upon Him. The Rabbanan is Shakvin Shavkle V'Hadir Misadri Lo Mikri Lehu Tamid. El Hascholas Achritzi. In other words, that's the lashon of Rashi over there in Shabbos and Kuf Lamed Gimel on the base, and the Gemara is trying to find the Tana who holds that as long as you're oisek b'mila, you're chayzer al tzitzin shena ma'akvin, but once you stop doing the mila, pireish, you're only going back on the tzitzin on the akvin, and not on the tzitzin she'ena on the akvin. So the Gemara says that who's this Tana? The Gemara has a few tries, and the Gemara finally says that the Tana is Rabbi Yosi. It's Rabbanan de Pligei Led Rabbi Yosi. Because according to Rabbi Yosi, Tamid teaches only that the table can't be empty overnight. So Rav Yossi countenances a substantial interruption between the removal of the old loaves and the arranging of the new. For he views the same day replacement as a continuation of the original placement as a new action. Same way, he would allow Moel to return and cut off the non-impeding tzitzim, the non-impeding shreds, the non-ma'akev tzitzim, since he views the resumption not as a new act of circumcising, but as a completion of the original mitzvah. But according to that's Rav Yossi, ki shavki v'hadar masli nami tamidu. According to Rav Yossi, if you leave it and you start again, it's also considered tamid. The chadam milsu, it's all one. Hachanami pirish chayzer al fishena makvin, the kula chadam kumar milsi, it's all one. That's according to Rav Yossi. But according to the Rabbanan, as Rashi says at the beginning, Yishakli v'shafki lev v'hadir misadri lo mikulu tamid el aschol achrisi v'nimtza shemisakev shulchan b'lo lechem v'gabe pirish namiki hadir asim el sachrisi. So according to the rabbis, even the slightest interruption between the removal of the old loaves and the arranging of the new constitutes a violation of the continuously requirement, for the interruption renders the arranging a new place, renders the arranging a new placement of bread. If you have a hefsek between the old and the new, it's considered the new loaves, it's considered a new placement. It's the same thing with regard to withdrawal from a mila after the majority of the foreskin has been cut. So any resumption will be a new act of circumcising, which should be forbidden on Shabbos. Because a valid meal, this is what I'm on Shabbos, a valid meal has already been performed. So that's considered a distinct act. So therefore, when it says that you can't be chozer on the pirish, if he withdrew from the act of circumcising, then he can't. If he withdrew from the act of circumcising, so he may return the shreds that impede the validity of the circumcision and cut them off, but he may not return to the shreds that don't impede the circumcision. Because this is a new maisa. Since it's a new maisa, you can't be chozer in the tzitzin, she'ena ma'akvin. According to Yossi, it's all one maisa. Ad kan midivrei Rashi. So we understand then, even according to Birchas Torah, that even when Ogeil Birchas Torah, according to Rav Yossi, that the limud bezmanim kavum, once in the morning and once at night, is considered lo yomish. So even after your mafsik b'meshach halayli, you shouldn't have to make a new Birchas Torah in the morning. So apparently, we can say that the reason you make another Birchas Torah every day isn't mitzad a hefsek, rather mitzad hesach hadas. And therefore, when a person is mafsik b'limudo and he's not misiach das, k'mo mahalech b'mavos ha'metunafos, sha'aser lilmod b'hem, u'b'meila muchrech lahafsik milimudo. So when a person's mafsik b'limudo and he's not misiach das, like when you go in dirty places and you have to stop learning, but you're thinking about going back to your learning, so you don't have to make a new berachas Torah, mashenken in the morning when you get up from your sleep, the sleeping is considered a hesach hadas, and therefore, since the sleeping is considered a hesach hadas, you have to say berachas Torah, but you can't say that shein is considered a hesach hadas to be mechayev you to make a new bracha or behakdama. The din of hesach hadas al pi chasidus is shayich when a person is begeder shel das, that one, where one requires simas leiv su trogen sich. And b'meila, you're not allowed to be behesach hadas. But somebody's not shaykh legamre le'inyan hadas for external reasons. We don't require from him simas halev. When is there hesach hadas, according to Chassidus? When a person's begeder shel das, and we require him to have simas halev. And b'meila, it's also for him to be mesiach das. But somebody's not shaykh at all to the inyan of hesach hadas for external reasons. We don't require from him simas halev. Because, eino mevakesh shel lefi kochan, like it says in the Tachum and Parshas Nasa. What do you want from the guy? And Memela is no psul of Hetzach Hadas. And since this is the case, Alpi Chasidus, that's also going to be like that Alpi Nigla. That it's only when you're required to have Simas Halev, it's considered Hetzach Hadas, otherwise it's not. Where do we see this? So now that we know this the way, as this way Alpi Chasidus, also this way Alpi Nigla. Because we find that this is Psachim, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Sakin Shenimtzeis Bar Basar, a knife that's found the 14th of Nisan, Shochet by your Lada Shecht, your Pesach Mihad, and you don't have to be Matbil it, because Mistama, the Bailim already were Matbil it. If it was Tameh, they were Matbil it on the 13th, in order that there should be Harev Shemesh, and it's going to be Tar on the 14th. But if he finds a knife on the 14th, on the 13th, then he has to be matbil misafek. Maybe it wasn't tavul. So frek taisvis in Hagiyachav Aleph Amud Aleph. The apostle Haisakin behesach hadas. Seder, he found it on the 14th, but maybe it's possible behesach hadas. Answers Tosfos lo shayach hesach hadas lifso rak she'abodah basach dati. It's only shayach hesach hadas when it was in your hand, you were mesiach das. But it's vein biyado, it was lost. Here we're talking about a knife that was lost. So since the knife was lost, it's not shayach to have a hesach hadas. So it's the same idea. When you're required to have das, so then we consider, and you don't, that's called a hesach hadas. When you're not even required to have das, that's not considered eser das. When you lost the knife, that's not considered eser das. You're not required to have das. Al derech zematzanu, and toisi shanim in yuma. The Zion sofam and beis on the gemara chayvadim lemashmish betfila. B'chol shav v'shav kal v'chomer mitzit umatzit shem boel azkar achas. Amar toal mitzchoy tamid shlei siach daitum imenu. Tefillin sheyesh bo azkaras harbei. Alachas kama v'kama. So if the tzitz that has only one askara, the Torah says it always has to be on your forehead. You're not to be mesiach das. Tefillin that has a lot of askaras. Alachas kama v'kama. You're not to be mesiach das. Frek tosfos. Lama li taima de layashin behem. Shema yafiach behem. Tebuglei mishum hesach hadas da'acha. As Tosfos, Yeshanim, why do I need the reason that you shouldn't sleep in them lest you pass gas, Shabbos Mem Tes Amid Beis? Typically, I have a better reason. Mishum Hesach Hadas Tehacha. Because you have a Hesach Hadas. That's why you shouldn't sleep in them. Don't tell me not to sleep in the tefillin because of Yafiach Behem. Tell me not to sleep with the tefillin because of Hesach Hadas. And answers Tosfos, no. The reason of Hesach Hadas, time of Hesach Hadas, lo shayach alek shu neor. The reason of Hesach Hadas is only shayach when he's awake. When he's awake, it's shayach Hesach Hadas. But when he's sleeping, he's not supposed to be have das on it, so therefore we don't consider it a Hesach Hadas. And the hasbar is, l'chor, what is that? Ma perush, shebenidon ploni lo shayach Hesach Hadas. Harein daito olav, shebinyan shenu begedr shel das klal, like when it's lost or when he's sleeping. Loi mischashvim, binyan hesach adah, binyan adas, she hesach adas yeh bo psul. What does it mean it's not shayach hesach adas? What does it mean it's not shayach hesach adas? You're not thinking about it. Something that it's not begedr shel das. When it's lost, or when you're sleeping, so we don't care about your das, you don't care about your das, that we should say Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is only when we expect das, and you're Mesiach Das. But when you're not supposed to, you're distracted. When you're not supposed to have das, we don't call it Hesach Hadas. And that's also the reason there's a tzorach for a special limud, she'akotan eino yochal lavod avoyde b'kotchen. Lo dai b'kach she'bukotan she'akotan ein lo das. And by kotchen, you need das. So you have to have a special limud by kachim, that a katan can't be do avoda b'kachim, and it's not enough that a katan doesn't have das, and katan requires and kachim requires das, because since a katan is not begeder shel das, so he's not nifsal mitzad heyder das, mitzad lacking das, that's why I need a special limud. You can't pass him that he doesn't have das, because he's not shaykh to das. So you can't say it's heyder, the lack of das. So if we need a special limud to pass him, it's not enough that he doesn't have das. From this we understand, gamin ogeh limud ha-Torah, that sleeping at night is not considered a Hesach Hadas because he's not Shaykh to the Din of Das. So Hesach Hadas doesn't pass him. So according to this, Hadra Koshe L'duchta B'nogei L'Birchas HaTorah B'chol Yoyim. The Das Rabbi Yossi that Limud B'zmanim Kavuim is considered Lo Yamish. Hayat Tzarech Liyos Maspik L'Varech Birchas Torah. Make Birchas Torah once a life. And then just do Shach V'Sarvish, Shach V'Sarvish, Shach V'Sarvish. Mitzad Hefsek, it's not a Hefsek because it's Tamid. And mitzad hesach adas, it's not a hesach adas because we don't expect you to have das. So why on earth do we make a bracha every morning? What's pshat in Rabbi Yossi? So the beer is as follows. B'nogei l'prat zeh hishvu v'tzirfu chacham in birchas ha-Torah l'chol shar birchas ha-shachar. Shetiknu malseder oilam vanagosam ashebrios nenim b'chol yom. Kavu es zman b'tchilas hayom, kasher adam nase kibirya chadasha, mashekasav chadashim lebekarim, v'hetim lekach kavu gam esachiyuv debirchas haTorah. In other words, when a person becomes a birya chadasha, you have to say all the brachas of the new day, And that includes Berachas HaTorah. And based on this, we understand Kol Hashana Lachas B'chol Yom. Even a lachas has to be B'chol Yom. It's like a person who's called an Olam Katan, like it says in the Tanchuma, Olam Katan Zadam. Every day becomes a Berach Hadash, therefore, he has to have the union of Nesina Satara, Nesina Satara every single day. So too, the Pula and the Olam has to be every day anew. That's the union of Shaina Halachas B'chol Yom. That's just like a person's in Olam Katan, and every day he becomes a Berach Hadash. And that's why the Nesina Satara has to be every day anew. So too, the Pula has to be anew by learning Halachas every single day. And the union is that through the Halachas comes Halichas Olam Lo. Rak menogei lo elam haba, that's going to be afterwards. Muftach lo shem elam haba. Elai deizel fneisei becomes a balabayis gam bo elam hazeh. Like we learn in the Yerushalmi on the pasuk, lekel gomer elai. That's the Gemara that says that if the rabbis. If a girl is 3 years and 1 day old and the court decides to make it a leap year and she's really not 3 years anymore, so then her basulin comes back. And if not, then it doesn't. In other words, the girl's basulin comes back if she loses it before three. And not if she loses it after three. And that's all going to be determined by the rabbis when they make the a leap year. If they made a leap year and it's really, it turns out it wasn't her birthday yet, so then comes back, and if not, not. So you see, they become balabatim in this world. That's what it means, halichas olam lo. That through the halachas, the world, they're balabatim on this world as well. Anyway, the point is that every day we make a new berachas Torah, because every day we're a birya chadasha, we bless the different things we have anew, and we're makabel Torah anew, and we learn halachas anew. Everything has to be, that's the ischachas of the world. Comes together with our own, we're the Olam Katan, we're Eschemes Chadesh, and therefore we make all the Berachas HaTorah and Berachas HaShachar, etc. And that's the note Sofa B'Tchila, so Shas finishes Kol Hashana Lachas B'chol Yom Muftach Lusha Ben Olam Haba, Shenemar Alichas Olam La Tikri Alichas Ela Halachas. And then you come to the beginning of the Gemara, Me'imase Karin Es Shema Be'Arvin. And then you come to the beginning of the Gemara, which is, when do you read Shema in the morning, at night? Since every day a Jew is makabel the Torah anew, when he learns halachas, through this he becomes baal habayis on the world, halichas olam lo. The world is his, through the halachas, the world becomes his. So that when the rabbis are kovei halachas, that establishes a mitzias in the world. So there's nothing in the world that contradicts this. And he can be mamlich Hashem on the world, that's the union of Kriya Shema, kabal samach l'shamayim. Since now you have Bailus in the world, the end of the Shas, at the beginning of the world, now you say Shema, it can be Mamlech Hashem in the world, it's your world. So you can be Mamlech Hashem. The time is Makdim, Arvis, Lishachris. Like Gemara asks, why Arvis first? Because that's the greatest Chiddush, that even Arvis, even the world, is in a state of darkness. It's not Shaykh to be Makab with the light of Shemesh Umogin, Havoy Elokim. Or Hashem, still a person can be Mamlech Hashem in the world, even though it's dark. And there's no Shemesh Shemogin Havaya Elohim, like it says in the Pasuk. It's dark. Pasuk and Tehillim, Pei Beis. Rei Yud Beis, Pei Dalet Yud Beis, Rei Tanya, Shar Yichud Ve'amun, Reish Perak Dalet. So Akol Panim, at the beginning of the day, so a person could be with the Or Hashem, a person could be, even though it's dark, a person still can be a Mamlech Hashem. Because at the beginning of the day, a person's Makabal Torah new, and he learns the halachas, and in Meshach Kol Hayom, he's not Mesiach Das from Limud HaTorah. Because even someone who's Torah, so is not Umnaso. Nevertheless, since the Chiyuv of Limud HaTorah is all day and all night, so the Berachas HaTorah at the beginning of the day is good enough for the whole day. And for the night after it. And such a person becomes a Baal HaBayis in the world, to be Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Even when there's darkness, Mimasei Kor Neshma Ba'arvin. So you have a mitzvah in the morning. To say Shema. Then you have a mitzvah in the morning to be Makabel Torah anew. And to learn your halachas b'chol yom. And during the day, you know that you're supposed to get back to your learning. You're in completely Mesiach Das, even if you're not the type of person who gets back to learning any available second. But you're Mesiach Das, you know that you have a Shaychus to Limud HaTorah. So your Berachas HaTorah lasts you through the day into the night afterwards. So such a person is enough of a Baal HaBayis in the world. Halichas HaOlam Lo HaTikri, Halichas HaLachas, the world becomes his through the halachas. Now he can be Mamlech Hashem in the world, even in a time of darkness. V'ad shepol shemikoron eshma ba'arvin, you come to a mamad umatzah of koron eshma b'shachris. But now that the world is light, you are Mamlech Hashem with more hasagas, with more havana panimis. And the union is that the Olam Yitzhar Atzma is shaykh only to the Shem Elokim. Elokim is b'matri ha-teva. Parah said, lo yidati as havaya. In other words, his yidia was only in Shem Elokim, not in Shem havaya. Of Haya Hoy Beviyya Ke'echod, like it says in the Zohar Chadash. Shebeteva Gufa Yalamala Menateva, that's Haya Hoy Beviyya Ke'echod. That's not in the Hasag of an Eno Yehudi. The above Teva, Paro got the Elohim of the Teva, but not the transcendental, the above Teva. And that's what we call Kor Neshma B'Shachris. Shagam Kasher Meir Gilui Alokus Ba'olam Elisha Gilui Rak Shem Elokim Kfish Alokus U'Gvulas HaTeva Po Yudi Losu Gilui Ayoyser Machanach Lichter Shagilui Shem Havoya. That's what it means, Kor Neshma B'Shachris. There's a Gilui in the world. It's dark, it's light, it's morning. But we add on with Shem Havoya. Like it's going to be Mizgala Lasid Lava Bayoma Hu Yash Havaya Echad Ushmo Echad. Both in the name of Adnus, in the name of Elohim, the name of Havaya is going to shine. Haya Hoiviv Yiya Ke'echad, like it says in the Zohar. Past, present, and future. All together, something above nature. That within Teva we're going to see Lamalam and Ateva Ba'ine Basar. So at this point, the Rebbe Zatzal said to be menagin a certain nigin, darkecha lekenu. But that's the shtickle that he said on the 19th of Kislev in 1956, or the end of 1955, right before 1956, December. And that helps us understand the connection between the end of Shas and the beginning of Shas. You learn halachas, you become a Baal HaBayis in the world. Halichas olam lo atikra, halichas ela halachas, halachas make the olam lo, the world yours, even this world yours. This world and the next world is the hemshech of this world. And then through that, you can reach Shema at night, and you can shine even the darkness. And then weiter during the day, when things get light, you can bring Elokut, you can bring Havaya, even into Elokim, even into Teva. And we understand now why you say Berachas Torah every day. Every day is a new day, it requires a new Kabbalah, new Berachas HaShachar, new Berachas HaTorah. Even if a person's Mekayim Tamid, he never stops learning because he learns by day and by night. Still, every day requires a new Kabbalah HaTorah. And a hefsek is not enough to be mechayev berachas haTorah anew. And that's why nobody holds you make berachas haTorah again by day. Even the rabbis hold you have to be learning constantly. You're definitely stopping in the middle of the day, but when you start again, you don't You don't make a new Berachas Torah because you're not really Mesiach Das. At night, it's not considered a Hesach Das. We saw you're not supposed to win. You're not expected to have Das. It's not called a Hesach Das. When you're expected to have Das, it could be considered a Hesach Das, but it's still not considered a Hesach Das since you have a constant Chiyuv of Limud HaTorah. Like the famous Tosfos, you're always planning to come back. So, anyway, we learned some Minyanim and Nigla and Nister and these Farbrengens of the Rebbe. They're just so much of it. Baruch Hashem. One of the great things about Chabad Chassidus is they're, due to the Dveikus they have to the Rebbe, everything he says is always written down. His tens of thousands of letters and Shmuzim and Farbrengens and Yechidis and all these. So we're able to dip into the Meidas. So Mitz Hashem, hopefully we'll learn a lot more from these sources. Hopefully. Thank you for listening. Shalom. Shalom.